All right, this is very disturbing breaking news that nearly 50,000 residents who live in Nevada near Lake Tahoe are being told that all their power will be cut off after May of 2027. So they have about 1 year to find some new power source, like 1 year to install solar and batteries and get entirely off grid, I suppose. So why is all their power being cut off? Because of data centers, of course. Now, let me explain. There's a small local utility company called Liberty Utilities that services this region. And again, it's about 50,000 residents that are served by Liberty. Liberty purchases at wholesale electricity from NV Energy, or Nevada Energy. This is the main power company in Nevada that is saying that it has to divert its power away from Liberty Utilities to these new data centers, right? Google, Apple, Microsoft, all of those companies are planning to build data centers, or they've already built them around what's called the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, which is east of Reno. And one analysis that's been published finds that by the year 2033, there could be an additional nearly 6 gigawatts of power demand in that region because of 12 data center projects that are being rolled out. So this is a case where NV Energy is saying that we're just not going to bulk wholesale power to Liberty Utilities that serves these nearly 50,000 residents. And let me ask you this question. What's the value of a piece of residential real estate where there's no electricity available? And of course, the answer is just about zero. And by the way, the only way for Liberty Utilities to bring in power from California would be to spend, according to the president of Liberty Utilities, to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to have new transmission lines that would also require eminent domain to seize land from ranchers and other people's homes, etc. So this, I want to be clear, this is not the fault of Liberty Utilities, at least not from what I can tell. They can't sell power that they're not able to get. And it's NV Energy that is cutting off the power to redirect it to data centers. So this brings into question so many things. Number one, don't utility companies have some kind of social contract with society, you know, to provide power for human beings? You know, shouldn't that be one of the top priorities? And how do you just take away power from 50,000 people? Just leave them high and dry, leave them in the dark. How do you get away with that? Is that even legal in Nevada? I mean, can you literally just cut off people from all their power? Because I know that in states like New York, you can't do that. If you're a utility company, you can't cut off people from their power just because they're impoverished, for example. If they're late on their bills, you know, there has to be this long drawn out process, especially in the winter months where people can freeze to death, although that's not the case in Nevada necessarily, but there are hot summer months where people can die from heat if they don't have air conditioning. So it's the inverse situation there. But can you just cut off tens of thousands of people? Is that legal? Well, apparently it is legal. So to provide context to all of this, Nevada is home to a lot of data centers. And in 2024, according to published numbers, published by Fortune, 22% of the state's electricity in 2024 was consumed by data centers. By the year 2030, that number is going to rise to 35%. Amazing. 75% of the load growth is attributed just to data centers. And right now, NV Energy is building what's called the Green Link West, which is a $4.2 billion transmission line from Las Vegas to Yerington that's expected to come online in May of 2027. That is a 525 kilovolt high transmission or high voltage transmission line. The thing is, guess who's paying for that? Well, most of that project is being paid for by Southern Nevada customers. So this is another case where it's the residents that end up paying the increased electricity rates to effectively fund the infrastructure that's being built to serve the data centers that are displacing the humans out of their own communities in many ways, or destroying the value of their property through noise pollution, light pollution, sometimes taking the water supplies, for example, or in this case, cutting off your electricity. So here's the question then, a bigger question. If they can do this in Nevada, where else can they do this? Where do you live? Could they just claim that, oh, now we have a national security data center. This is a national defense. This is a military project. So we have to have the power. Could they just declare that and then take your power away and leave you high and dry? And of course the answer is yes. Of course they can. Why couldn't they? They will do whatever they want because big tech is steamrolling across America with these data centers. They don't care about the people. And the local governments don't seem to care about their own people either. They answer to big tech. Now, making this problem even worse is the fact that a company like Liberty Utilities can't bring in gas turbines to generate their own electricity because all the gas turbines are already bought out by big tech for years to come. I mean, 8 to 10 years. We've covered that previously. So there are no gas turbines available today, period. There's a long waiting list, no matter what size you want to buy. Secondly, yeah, Nevada has a lot of sunlight, obviously, so solar could be an option, but there's a tremendous capital outlay required to build solar fields and all the infrastructure. You know, you need a lot of acreage and a lot of solar panels, and green energy like that, it's got more like a 20-year payback, you know, so you need to borrow billions of dollars in order to build that system out. And so I guess you would need to sell bonds or something and find people that want to earn, you know, 3% returns per year or something over 20 years. And there's not a lot of investors looking to do that right now. There's not a lot of cheap capital to just build out massive solar fields. So you might think, well, some of the individuals there, they could maybe power their own homes with solar. And yeah, that's an option if you have a lot of spare cash. And if you have the land or the yard space or the roof space to do that. But, you know, most solar installations are grid tie, which means they're not off grid. They're just part of the grid. They simply augment the power that you get from the grid. And frankly, most homes that install solar, they really don't have much of a storage system because the battery technology is still not great. It's expensive. You know, the energy density is not very good. So they use solar panels to reduce their electricity usage during the sunny hours. But then, of course, in the evening and at night and in the early morning, they have to pull power from the grid. So if you don't have a grid, then you have to add all this additional expenditure. You need a charge controller, inverter, like an all-in-one system with all these batteries, these rack mount batteries, typically like 48 volt or 51 volt rack mount batteries that are crazy expensive and ridiculously heavy and require professional installation, all kinds of electrical work. It's not unreasonable that between the solar panels and the batteries and the inverters and charge controllers and all that stuff and all the, you know, the cabling and the breakers that you need, you could spend $50,000 on this to go entirely off-grid. That's not implausible. It depends on how much power you use, and if you have an EV, then you're going to use a lot more power than everybody else. So then the question is, how many of these 50,000 residents just happen to have an extra $50,000 sitting around where they can say, oh, no worries, we'll just build out a full-blown, homegrown, off-grid solar system? And the answer is not very many, not even 1%. So this is going to be a problem. And it's foreshadowing things to come as the power grid becomes more fragile and as energy availability becomes more scarce. And right now in the Philippines, for example, there are so-called brownouts, which are really, we would call them rolling blackouts, where they shut off the power grid to certain sectors of, well, basically Manila or the surrounding areas around Manila. Why? Because in the Philippines, they don't have enough energy now because of the Strait of Hormuz being closed and the war with Iran and so on. This is coming to a lot of other countries, not just fuel lockdowns, but power grid rolling blackouts. Now, it sucks to live through rolling blackouts. I endured that in Texas in freaking freezing cold weather. I think that was back in 2021 when the Texas power grid nearly failed. And the temperature outside was 8 degrees Fahrenheit, which is insane for Texas. It's never supposed to get that cold. I mean, we'll endure 20 degrees, but not 8 or 10. So all the pipes froze, everything burst. Nobody had any plumbing because it's not built for that kind of cold temperature. And then the power company, I remember we had 8 minutes of power every 30 minutes. So the lights come on for 8 minutes, and then you hurry up and try to do whatever you need to do that requires electricity, etc. And then, you know, it's off for 22 minutes. And in some areas of the state, there was no power at all. So yes, this can happen in America as well. And in the recent storms, well, last year in Tennessee, the hurricanes and so on, people there didn't have power for weeks. This can happen in the California wildfires, or it can happen in hurricanes in Florida, or, you know, superstorms up in the New Jersey area. It can happen anywhere. So the power grid is not as reliable as you might think. And even though America is a relatively energy-rich nation, we don't have enough power to power all the data centers that are being built. That's just straight, simple truth. And even though Trump has announced we're going to build 10 of the Westinghouse AP1000 nuclear power plants, well, I did the math on that. It's not that great. Even if you build 10 of those nuclear power plants, number one, it takes easily 10 to 15 years to build those plants. So that pushes us out to almost the year 2040 before that power is going to come online. By that time, the whole, you know, AI super intelligence race is over and done. But also, it doesn't even add that much power to the annual aggregate power generation of the country, of the United States. For example, we currently generate 4,400 terawatt hours annually. At least those were numbers from 2023. It's probably more now, but those are the last numbers I could get. If we add the 10 nuclear power plants, how much do you think it will add to the 4,400 terawatt hours? The answer is it will turn it into 4,500 terawatt hours. So it only adds 100 terawatt hours annually from 10 nuclear power plants. Did you know that? It doesn't take us to, you know, infinite power. It doesn't even take us to half of the power of the country of China. You could build 100 nuclear power plants in this country, and all that would do is take you to 5,400 terawatt hours. You see what I'm saying? And there's not 100 being built. And we don't have any big new hydro dams being built. We don't have any, you know, big fusion projects that are anywhere close to working. We don't have coal power plants being constructed at the rate of one a week, which would be necessary to try to keep up with demand. And I already mentioned the turbines are out of stock for almost 10 years. So where is the power going to come from for America's power grid? And I actually said this last year. I said the power is going to come from depopulation and cutting off humans. And when I said that last year, a lot of people thought, that's crazy. They're never going to do that. They're not just going to shut off people's power. Oh, you want to bet? Because they're doing it now. They're shutting off your power. Just like I said they would. Because it's obvious. They don't need humans any longer. They're preparing for the post-human future. So, of course, they don't need you to have power. They need power for their super intelligent, you know, high-tech 3D world simulators. They need power for that because that's a, you know, government weapons program. That's a super secret, high-tech, you know, spawning other dimensions. They don't need you to have air conditioning in the middle of Lake Tahoe or wherever, you know. So, of course, they're going to cut off people's power. We should prepare for this. This is why I have repeatedly said, year after year, ad nauseum, and I apologize for it, but what have I said? I said, store 500 gallons of diesel. Get a diesel generator. What else have I said? Oh, get your own off-grid water system. Have your own off-grid food if you can. And more, I've been talking about have off-grid power if you can. Now, it's difficult. I admit it's difficult. I haven't mastered that either because the solutions have not been good. You know, they haven't been economical. And the battery technology has been lagging, but wow, a lot of leaps in battery tech over the last 24 months, let's say, especially coming out of China, but also sodium ion chemistry, as well as rapid charge times and more charge cycles and higher temperature tolerance, etc. So the battery technology is just on the cusp right now of actually being more usable for this. But it still is expensive. It takes a lot of money and expertise to set these systems up. So the bottom line, lots of people across America and maybe in countries like Australia, maybe in Canada, I don't know. But a lot of people across America are going to find out that their property is worth zero as the power is simply cut off. And I don't mean just without notice. They'll give you notice, just like they're doing now. You have 1 year. You have 1 year to find another power source or find a buyer for your property. But who's going to buy it once you disclose that, hey, you know the property disclosure forms? Yeah, what's your disclosure for this property? Well, in May of 2027, there will be no electricity for this property ever. Oh, that there's a disclosure right there. I thought you were going to say, like, you know, somebody died in the hallway. You know, it's a haunted house. No, it has no electricity. That's the disclosure. You wish there was a haunted spirit. Maybe you could plug it into the outlet and power the house from the spirit world or something. But no, there's nothing. There's no ghost. There's no power. It's dead. It's just dead and it's worth nothing. So probably nobody's going to buy it. And this is on top of the fact that in Georgia, they're going to bulldoze the homes because they're seizing people's homes, hundreds of them, through eminent domain because they want to build a massive data center that will take thousands of acres of land. And some people's private homes and farms and childhood homes happen to sit on some of that land. So somehow the tech companies have been able to pull eminent domain, which doesn't even make any sense because it's not like they're building a highway or anything. They've been able to pull eminent domain, take these people's homes. So you can be kicked out of your home. Your home will be bulldozed to make way for a data center that is also bulldozing your future job prospects because the data center is doing AI research to build machine cognition that will take your job. At the same time, the data center is stealing your community's water supply and emitting horrible noise pollution, like 100 screaming jet engines 24/7. How can anybody live through that? So there's a multitude of ways that the data centers will make your property worth zero. They can take your water, they can destroy the quality of life there, noise pollution, or bulldoze your home, or just take all your power, leave you with no power whatsoever. So, do you believe me now when I say how important it is to be decentralized off-grid as much as possible? Yeah. And by the way, there's no limit to this. You might think, well, this is only a few homes right now. Well, it's 50,000 people. That's not a tiny number, especially if you're one of them. 50,000 people in Nevada, do they not deserve electricity? If the power company can't provide electricity to the people's homes, why do they exist at all? Shouldn't that be the number one thing, is to provide electricity to human beings? You know, I mean, come on, we've had workable electricity in this world for over 100 years. Are we going to go back to the 19th century now? It's like, forget about Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla, the light bulb and everything. Forget about all that. You're going to go back to a 19th century existence. Yeah, here you go. Have no electricity, and here's a mortar and pestle for you. You can grind up some corn when you have some time. And here's a horse and buggy. You're not even Amish, and you're going to have to ride a horse and buggy all day and use like hand drills, not even power drills that have batteries and everything. Just a hand drill. Like, you're cranking it, and it's drilling at the speed of molasses. You know, it takes an hour to drill one hole through a 4x4. Good luck. But they want you to live in the past so that the data centers can build a future. A future that doesn't have you in it. That's what this is. They don't need you in the future. It's obvious. They're already throwing you under the bus when they don't need to. Unreal. So let me wrap this up by saying this is also a consequence of the climate cultists demanding no power. And I'm sorry to say this, and I don't mean to speak in a harsh way against those 50,000 people in Nevada. And it's not their fault, but I wonder how many of them were part of the climate cultism movement. You wanted no power? You got no power. Life is going to suck because some of those people, and of course, lots of people in California, lots of people in New Mexico, lots of people, you know, all over, they said that it's bad to have energy in America because it would cause climate change, you know, global warming, carbon in the air. And so they declared a war on carbon, forgetting that human beings are made of carbon. And so the war on carbon has become a war on humanity, and now you're seeing it. You're seeing it. You wanted no energy? You got it. And it's probably coming to a neighborhood near you next. You see? Because for the last 25 years, we should have been building energy infrastructure like China was. See, China didn't go along with the climate cultism because that would be, well, retarded. China just kept building power, solar and wind and coal and gas and hydropower and everything. They just kept building, and nuclear on top of that, forgot to mention. China kept building and building and building, where they reached a point where they now have twice the power output of the United States. In China, you don't have to worry about having your power cut off. In China, you get to live in the modern world where we have electricity, as they say. In America, you're going to get to live in the 19th century in the pre-electric era, which sucked, by the way. Imagine life without a refrigerator. Just for starters, you know, right there. That's not good. So this is what living under climate cultism looks like. When you have no energy, life begins to suck. Your property value goes to zero. You can't function. You don't have a refrigerator. You don't have air conditioning. You don't have, you know, washing machines, etc. You don't have a computer because that uses electricity. So what are you doing? Just a little home on the prairie time or something. I don't know. You're washing your clothes on the old washboard outside with your, you know, your last soap and everything. I mean, is that what it's going to be because of the climate cultism? Seems like it. But it's also interesting that a lot of the people pushing for the climate cultism, they live in cities where they still have electricity. Isn't that interesting? They just don't want everybody else to have electricity. They still want their EVs and their air conditioning and all their conveniences of power in their high rises and apartments and everything. They just don't want the people that live out in the country to have any power. See? Power for me, but not for thee. That's climate cultism. And we are now beginning to suffer the results of 20 plus years of foolishness under Al Gore and the global warming nonsense and Barack Obama and all the policies of the Democrats who have led us to this situation where now tens of thousands of Americans are about to be cut off from the power grid. And that number is going to get much higher, much higher. So it's not just the data centers. It's also climate lunacy that has led us to this situation. The convergence of these two things is now a collision that's going to cost many Americans their quality of life and the value of their real estate. For a lot of Americans, their home is the only real savings they have, and that's going to go to zero. You know, salvage value only. Come in and salvage the 2x4s, because that's all that has any value here. So, of course, the bottom line is get prepared, get off-grid as much as you can. You know the answers. Grow your own food. Have your own off-grid money, which is gold and silver, and maybe some private crypto. Have your own off-grid water supply. Do rainwater catchment or have a well. Have your own off-grid power if you can. Things like that. There are some smaller scale solutions like solar generators from our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. You can find those at SAT123.com, but that's not going to power your house. You know, it's great during an emergency. You can fold out some solar panels of 400 watts or 800 watts even. You can charge up a lot of things. You can run blenders. You can, you know, you can charge laptops and run small appliances with that, but you're not going to be able to run air conditioning of a home on such a small unit. Doesn't mean it's not useful, though, and they're also portable, so you can check that out. But have backup supplies or plans or backup infrastructure wherever you can. And when you want to follow more of my work, you can find me at brightvideos.com or my articles. You'll be able to find those at naturalnews.com, along with my infographics there, including there will be an infographic on this subject right here. So check it out there. And thank you for listening. And get prepared. Get as off-grid as you can, as quickly as you can. Or have redundancies in case you're cut off from whatever. You could be cut off from the water supply, the power grid. You could be cut off from diesel fuel. You know, think about what's happening in the Middle East. You could be cut off from engine oil. You could be cut off from groceries. Or it could be food rationing at some point in the future. So in every one of these, be as self-reliant as you can. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
Astaxanthin is one of the most powerful antioxidants in nature. Boost your intake of potent antioxidants with lab-verified astaxanthin supplements at the Health Ranger Store. Only at healthrangerstore.com.